Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, would love to hear from you. So, hey. Give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Taking anonymous chat recommendations. So, if you're listening live to the show, you can jump into the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. You could ask me all kinds of questions anonymously. And you can talk to other show listeners who are in the chat room because it's live. It's rambunctious. It's whatever you want to be, whoever you want to be, however you want to be. Smoothdrama.com. Jump to the chat room. Say what you want to say. Hear what you want to hear. It is up to you. Chat room people. Be there or be square. Social media. If you're into that sort of thing, you're one of them old people on Facebook, as the youngsters say, you're going to ask to get into the Smooth Drama group myself or Shiny Whiskers, Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. Bumpy Knuckles, because he has acne on his knuckles, not because he's fighting. He's got, like, real acne on his knuckles, so they're bumpy knuckles. Nobody gets that. Okay. All right. So myself and Mr. J will add you to the Smooth Drama group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, follow, friend, whatever you want to do. We got you. We'd love to hear from you. That being said, I know everybody was like, oh, it was an earthquake yesterday. Earthquake, Bay Area, centralized in San Leandro, my backyard. And everybody, oh, it's earthquake. You okay? I didn't even feel it. Didn't even feel it. It's okay. It's not that big a deal. But I know for some folks, are you making it? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good, actually. All hail Gavin Newsom. I know some people don't love Gavin Newsom, but I'm tying myself to that horse that's Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom knows the way to my heart by bribery. So he had the Golden State stimulus. The first time, when the first round that went out in April, people got money. If you were individual with incomes of $30,000 or less. So this second one, and shut the door, y'all. We're gonna get an additional $600 across the state. And it's supposed to happen Monday night. So if you make up to $75,000 a year and did not receive payments in the first round, you'll get your $600. So families with dependents who would receive an additional $500 in direct payments and another $500 will also be made in direct payments to undocumented families. I don't know how that works. They're undocumented, but you can give them money. Wouldn't that mean they're documented? I'm just pondering. I ask a question. I read something. So, yeah, and so the bill's on the desk, and it's supposed to go through, and Monday, the lawmakers, they approved the stimulus money, and they extended the eviction moratorium and a new plan for handling hazardous waste. So there you have it. Monday night. So instead of talking about Monday night football, we talk about Monday night stimulus. So if you're looking for some stimuli, the ultimate booty call is coming to your bank account, where you're going to get that call on Monday night. It's like, hey, I got some money for you. So Gavin Newsom, good looking out, Gavin. I try to shout Gavin out as much as possible because Gavin understands the game. He's like, you know what? They trying to recall me. I'm going to pay y'all off because people who are getting money from an individual not going to want the gravy train to stop. So, of course, he breaks us off some change. We vote for him. See how that works. Gavin in the house. And speaking of giving money, I think I talked about this before, and it's something. A transgender woman was awarded $125K from New Jersey after being placed in prison housing with men. She was forced to live in the men's prison housing for a year and a half. And so, for her pain and suffering, she got $125,000 in damages from the great state of New Jersey. So, yeah. People wonder why I identify as lesbian. This is why. Now, some folks would say, hey, you being facetious. You playing around with your words. Being less, look, I am a butch lesbian. I have been stating I'm a butch lesbian for, past 3-4 years. I'm out of the closet. I'm a lesbian. Been a lesbian for a while. I always felt that inside. And here I am. In all my butchiness. So, if I get put into the men's prison, I'm looking at the same thing. Because I have proof. My talk show. I am a lesbian, so I should be put in the women's prison. It's what it is. That's where lesbians go. Nope. I'm not shaving. Nope. I'm going to keep my balls. I feel like a lesbian inside. Yes, I'm still going to have my goatee. Nope. I'm not going to put on no eyelashes. Nope. I'm not going to need a bra. Or what do you call those things when you cover up your nipples? Anyway, I won't need none of that. I feel like a lesbian inside, a butch lesbian inside, and that's where we're going to stay. All the other stuff, my appearance, all this other stuff, just that's how I feel inside. I'm stating it for a record. So I go to jail. I need to be in that women's prison. I've been identified as a lesbian for so long. I forgot what it was like to not be. I've forgotten how it was to not be a lesbian. I don't think I could ever go back to that life. It's beneath me now. I'm always flabbergasted when we talk about these things. How people feel, and people care. I'm always amazed that people really care about who people have sex with. People really care about who people have sex with. I don't care who you have sex with. If it's not with me, it ain't really none of my business. I don't care. I'm trying to think why my penis, your vagina, my lesbian penis, by the way, why is my butch lesbian penis political? Just curious. I'm still trying to figure that out, because we make the sex part, even though in some cases there's no sex. We just gonna make it. I mean, it's been documented. We know apparently Tinky Winky from Teletubbies was gay. Bert and Ernie, because apparently plush dolls can't talk to each other in any manner at all without their sexuality being called into play. Or, I mean, we know SpongeBob and Patrick. Apparently they're gay, because we need to know the sexual proclivities of sponges, imaginary sponges, and imaginary starfish. I'm trying to figure out why. I don't know why, but we're there. I don't know what you want to call, but those entities, they said Captain and Winter Soldier, because they had such a buddy-buddy relationship. Of course they're gay. I was like, whether they were gay or heterosexual, that had nothing to do with the story. Had nothing to do with the story. But apparently the story's not important. It ain't important that SpongeBob and Patrick make you laugh. It's the fact that they're gay. That is the most important thing going on in that equation. Because if SpongeBob and Patrick aren't gay, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? SpongeBob and Patrick have to be gay. Bert and Ernie have to be gay. Because if they're not gay, oh my goodness, how are we ever going to watch Sesame Street right again? Just don't know. It's not right if they're not gay. I mean, obviously, the whole Captain America storyline, it takes on another level, and it adds a different level of intrigue and mystery when Captain America, who used to be the Falcon, transitions from the Falcon to Captain America, and you explore the murky relationship between him and the brooding Winter Soldier. Some of y'all got way too much time to think about stupid stuff. And well, see, you only say that because you represent a dominant culture, a dominant heterosexual who are gender biased. That's who you represent. So when we say these characters are gay, it brings a new dimension, a fresh voice, a fresh vision for these characters in a direction that they can go in where two hot, sweaty lovers can explore their superhero proclivities together. Or something like that. Just speculating. That may or may not be how people think about it. I know. I don't give two shits. Is that story great? Because once again, who they're having sex with does not make the story great. It actually, for me, takes away from it. I don't care who they're having sex with, what that story looked like. Just saying. And on that note, I think I'm going to take a break. It's Busta Rhymes. Been through the storm.
Weber Slinger came back, quickly brought me right along. Nigga ran away from home. doing different wild shit just to put a pair of felines or Adidas on. Records all for the good, getting into shit like we innocent, acting older than we should. Walk around broke in the hood, watching all the rich niggas, the younger thugs who try to choke and try to get niggas, thinking about my mom and pop while I'm monopolizing. The hell with just getting by and economizing. It's kind of hard being humble in the belly of struggle, doing things that probably get you in trouble. That's why we stay up on the block, getting money while we keeping it safe in front of churchgoers, keeping the faith. Mom and pop be worrying for their son, despite they struggling, their honest living. Look and see just what I become, a scavenger in group pursuit to be happy. Another youngin' that's smiling across the line until somebody trying to cut me off.
This is the storm, the cold and rain. Everything's still the same. Take it from heart, fear.
Sometimes it's hard to keep it real.
Together you got to move from the
drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Busta Rhymes, Into the Storm, featuring Stevie Wonder, by the way. My favorite artist of all time, if you didn't know. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I had some comments in the chat room talking about Pinky and the Brain. I forgot about Pinky and the Brain. I'm like, when Pinky would be like a sub and the Brain would be like Dom. I don't know. Whew. So this is the why segment. Cause I'm asking crazy questions based on what happens. So there's a couple things. First, there's a Colorado man who confessed to his ex-wife that he killed his second wife. Here's why, right? There's a why. And the question is, one, as commentary starts, he felt comfortable enough with you, and so I would ask the listeners out there, if your significant other admits to killing the last person they were with, are you comfortable with them going forward, or do you think, wow, they must really love me? They admitted to murder. Like, is that an endearing thing? It's almost like the people who love the serial killers and the other criminals in jail want to marry them, because it's like they open up to them. It's like, you know what? If they can overcome all the murder in their life, maybe we can have a chance at happiness. I'm just uniquely retarded questions. Now, as far as I go with an answer, answering the why, to me it's obvious. We've normalized crazy to the extent that folks feel comfortable not only killing an ex. If you listen to this show, you know I don't understand why people can't get along after a breakup. Like, hey, you know, it's contentious, whatever. Just, you know what? God bless you. Enjoy. We're going to move on. Nobody's got to die. No, nothing needs to be broken, shattered. None of that. But there's that part right there, the why. And so you ask the question, and then I answer as I ask the question, because I'm saying we've normalized crazy to the extent that we don't think that this is really crazy. These are normal things. Because just personally, every time I hear of the fight, the domestic violence, the murder, the attempted murder, I'm just like, wow. We can't just move on? It didn't work. You know, I'm just going to let this go. Can't do it. Because we normalize. That's why. We normalize crazy. So crazy ain't a big deal no more. As a matter of fact, we reward crazy on a regular basis on TikTok, YouTube. People will engage in crazy, eating soap powder or whatnot, because you want to see it and you think it's funny. And they think, yeah, this is how I get my flowers in society, as the youngsters call it. I get my props because I did something really, really dumb. And I'm comfortable doing dumb stuff. Just thought. So, second analysis in the why segment. There's a cobra on the loose in North Carolina. Yep. You heard it right. There's a cobra on the loose in North Carolina. Now, why is the cobra on the loose in North Carolina? Say. Hey. Because you have people who have pets. And they're exotic cobras, whatnot. They're exotic animals. Yeah. One of the neighbors in North Carolina, you keeping the zebra cobra as a pet. And so now, it's free in the neighborhood. So, question is, why would you have a poisonous snake as a pet? See, I'm admittedly lazy. I just want to take care of me at this point. And, you know, the whole pet phenomenon, you know, people who have dogs and cats, I respect you, gangster. Do you? I myself don't want to do that because the whole, I got to walk the dog, I got to clean the dog, I got to pick up the dog's doo-doo, all that stuff, not appealing to me. That's the lazy person in me. It's just not appealing to me. I'm good. But you have a pet, you know, they bring you joy. I had several cats. They bring you joy. You play with them a little bit. You can do stuff. But you can't play with a cobra. You just can't. They're poisonous, and they'll bite you or spit at you, and the venom causes tissue damage or even death. So why do you have it? Is it to impress your friends? it's the whole bad boy thing. Females see you got a cobra and some other stuff. Oh, he cold. Oh, he's nice. He gonna get some because he got a cobra in the house. The question, why? What makes individuals, like, we know people have gators. People have tigers. You've got all kinds of, people have pythons. And you get these pets that can kill you or your loved one. You have it. You can't play with them. You can't play with them. I mean, play with a tiger. You raise that tiger, play with the tiger. But we know cats. From time to time, cats got that switch. They might swipe at you. He swipe at you with his cat-like demeanor, but then you're going to lose a limb. So I have something that can hurt me badly or kill me. I'll never understand it, but I understand it. Apparently, I'm a collector. I've got this, and it impresses some people. Apparently, some of you are impressed by people who have pets that are exotic, and they may kill you. So, because you imagine, ladies or gentlemen out there listening, you're with somebody, you spend the night, whatnot, wake up, and he's like, oh, my pet cobra is missing. And see, I'm just automatic, right? My pet cobra is missing. I'm shook because I'm in the house and there's a cobra on the loose. Nah, see, I can't live my life that way. And I can't live my life around people or associate with people who want to live their life that way. See, because I'm almost at a point where I would say when we talk about these movies, The Purge, I hypothetically want to purge those people. People who have tigers and zebra cobras as pets. It's like, let's just purge them. Right? Hey, today's the day of the purge. If you have a pet tiger, in anything that's venomous or is a carnivore under your roof, in your walls, as a pet, you can be taken out. And there's no sanctions. It's not a crime. It's legal for days. It's like if anybody ever watched the Swamp Men and they kill gators. I just think we can do that. Is the purge on the thrill seekers, whatever they are, whatever you want to call them. I don't know if we have a name for people like that. Just saying, exotic. So, just thought you put that out there. Then we've got, I don't know if people saw in Florida, there was a condo that collapsed. Find out that there was a guy who visited and said that there was a lot of water. They had water pumps that were breaking every 2 years or so because they was pumping so much water because the infrastructure was bad on that condo building that collapsed. Now they're still saying there's 100 and some people missing. I think they've declared like 13 dead. So, and you see people who are like, they're holding out hope that there are some people that are trapped there. There's pockets of air, and they can get them out. But then I would say, why it happened? We know why it happened. Faulty check. Complete and utter disregard for the lives of people. I'm making my profit. I don't care if my building is not in tip-top shape. I'm making my profit. We know why people don't care about people. And so see your sad stories. I remember Friday morning watching the news when it first happened, and the reporter was pulling out questions out his ass, talking about the family, how you feel. You were right there, and you were like two rooms down from the place where it collapsed, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the mother is emotional. You know, everybody's emotional, like, we survived. But it's like that 5 minutes of fame on TV, and they're talking about it, and the reporter's talking about it. And my question is, why would we let this happen? And it goes back to something I've always been a stickler for, the fact that we don't try to benefit the species on the whole. We create stuff that is temporary. Structural integrity be damned. And boom, here we are. There's obviously problems. They say they've been reporting these problems for years. And erosion. I think when I was in elementary and middle school and high school, we talked about erosion and how water can erode things. Oh my goodness. Water can erode things. We've heard that. And so constant water, the water pressure, it took its toll and the building collapsed. Well, a piece of the building collapsed. Why? We don't care. I was getting my profit, and now, I'm so sorry for everyone's loss. That'll be what the landlord say. I'm so sorry for everyone's loss. Make sure that check's in the mail, or you send that direct deposit. That's all. Last but not least, one of my favorites, Priest. Priest. So, we know if you want to do anything, you become a priest. And for to a lesser extent, a police officer. And you can get away with things, right? So, for example, Roman Catholic priests who victimized Iowa children decades ago cannot be prosecuted despite a new law eliminating the statute of limitations for child sex abuse, the state attorney says. So they did a 3-year review, and Iowa's attorney general found that the Roman Catholic priest sexually abused minors across the state for decades. While, of course, the church leaders covered it up. And they say reforms implemented since 2002 have ended the crisis. But, and they said, and this is from Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, he said the number of complaints, victims, and duration of the abuse was overwhelming, and the cover-up was extensive, and so the law, which was signed by Governor Kim Reynolds last month, does not apply to cases in which the statute of limitation has already expired. So, let's back up. They passed a bill eliminating the statute of limitations for child sex abuse. But in this bill, it does not apply to cases in which the statute of limitation has already expired. So, I'm a little confused, a little bit, because I passed a bill that says there's no statute of limitation. But the provisions in the bill says it doesn't apply to cases in which the statute of limitation has already expired. Why? Because you're a Catholic priest. And pretty much, if you're a Catholic priest, you're above the law. You can rape pretty much anyone you want, especially little boys. You can make it happen with all the little boys you want. And you won't get in trouble. And your statute of limitations, even though they passed a law that says there's no statute of limitations, but if your statute of limitation is already passed, you're good. You don't have to worry. They're not going to get you. You're not going to have to spend any special time laying hands on young men and older men in jail. I just thought it was hilarious. The why being, once again, if you want to get away with something, you got to join the church. So, as I'm a practicing lesbian, if you were a practicing thespian, normally the thespians, they pay special attention to other thespians, and they have a thespian relations. Thespian relations. I don't know where I'm coming up with this. Anyway, so thespian relations. Yeah. Totally sanctioned. So, if you wanna do something bad, which is the why can't the people who are supposed to be closest and bring you closer spiritually to the Creator? They can't be held to the very standard that they preach. It's interesting. very, very interesting. So why? On that note, I probably need to take a break. Benny the Butcher. Thank God I made it.
About this real shit, because that's what I've been through. Yeah. Yeah, I was raised by a woman, so shout out to single mothers who had to teach their teenage boys to use rubbers, getting calls home from school, then wondering why she bugging, because that's just more stress to add on top of struggling. Two things I want to show you, because I feel like I owe you. You made me the man I am today, I never told you. Being hammered down cause you couldn't afford polo. I'ma feel to see two oldest boys, names on logos. Had to protect my family so we played with guns. I can't respect the man who I'm raising son. Then you blame the white man on what they become. A gangster, but reality of it is you made them one. Real niggas look in the mirror and see each other. I look in my nephew eyes and I see my brother. Sometimes I gotta look away cause it hurts so much. How that nigga died so young and he was worth so much. Damn.
Together for the work of the Most High. Put my hands together and I pray all night. The trouble is real, but the hustle is through. Spending my dreams till they all come true. Thank God I made it, thank God I made it, and you won't make it through.
This is what happens when you take a path they force you to take. Like, of course you can break and leave no remorse on your face. Cause somebody just got life in a courtroom today. When I walk, my chains make the sound my fork used to make. It remind me daily. All I stand is you gotta pay me. That's kinda crazy. Find a new hustle. This not the 80s. That ain't gangsta. How y'all rockin', y'all droppin' babies. And that ain't fly shit. Y'all be rockin', y'all mockin' ladies. With no diploma. We were soldiers. We got 380s. Put 100 mil in my pocket. It's not gonna change me. I just signed a deal with the Rock and I got my wake. You need a spot to hide the pay for the profit. I got for crazy. Hold up, just today I swear I felt my brother's spirit. Writing all this shit and damn, I hope my brother hear it. Niggas scared of the butcher, I know something's fair. Cause niggas like me only come around every other era.
Put your hands together for the work of the Most High. Put my hands together and I pray all night. The
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. Efton M-Word. That was Benny the Butcher. Thank God I made it. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, I've been doing a lot of feeding the homeless. I'm not saying this because I'm trying to elicit some kind of, you know, oh, you're doing so good. It's not none of that. It's a basic function that I have access to food that's being thrown away. And instead of throwing it away, I give it to people who could use it. It's a simple, it just makes sense thing. It's nothing. And I'm saying it's nothing, even though some folks will say, well, you know, that should be commended. I'm like, but it's kind of what you should do. And I'm not casting aspersions on anybody who doesn't do it. I mean, but I'm saying if you have access to food and you know people who don't have access to food, and you can get it to them, it just makes sense to do it. It's not because you're seeking attention, even though I guess it could look like that because I'm talking about it on the air, but I'm talking about it because it's just something that just makes sense that should be done. And so I saw in this mind frame, I saw in Oakland, the police were doing de-escalation programs. On the face, it's a beautiful thing. De-escalation instead of I'm just going to shoot you down like you're not nothing. But I just think that I don't understand the de-escalation training because it's the perception. Because there are people that get de-escalated all the time. I don't think it has anything necessarily to do with the training. Because there shouldn't be any extra training as far as de-escalation goes. It should be de-escalation training. And you don't have to say, well, this is how you de-escalate with quote-unquote minorities. No, it should be the same way you treat your white compadres. You should treat your black and brown compadres. It just makes sense to me on so many levels. Don't need anything extra or new. It's a perception. It's sort of, we see the anti-white trainings, as they call them now, right? The critical race theory. It's anti-white. This guy, I mean, it's the thing right now, right? They're so anti-white, and I don't know. And the guy in Illinois is suing, and everywhere from Florida to all throughout the South Midwest, they're just, hey, we can't do this critical race theory. And the critical race theory has become that thing. So racist, it's so anti-white. And if you read the stuff, it's just the truth. What happened? So we know people don't want to talk about what happened. It's more what was the joke. What had happened was, right? And so we're stuck right there. And you have this element that plays on it because it's the rallying cry. Because I've said it. During the more scrumptious or apocalypse, I said the empire was going to strike back. This is the empire striking back. You know, we're actually in the empire. United States is the empire. Maybe some of you knew that. Maybe some of you don't. I don't know. Maybe you know. But if you didn't know, now you know. So, that leads me, as far as the Empire Striking Back, to Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, Caitlyn Jenner, the artist formerly known as Bruce, left his balls on the chopping table. Bruce, Caitlyn, vows to fight critical race theory if elected governor of California during the recall. Now, why am I talking about this with Groundhog Day? You know, that same shit that happened again and again. Hell no. But look, the artist formerly known as Richard Pryor did a show somewhere in Southern California, and he was talking about how during the civil rights movement, when black folks was looking for quote unquote allies, gay people, homosexual, LGBTQ, and it's a lot of them, they weren't there. They had their own agenda. And so, Caitlyn Jenner is, I don't know, is Caitlyn Jenner trans? I guess Caitlyn Jenner is trans, right? So Caitlyn Jenner comes out and said, I'm trans, but I'm still not for your issues. I'm for my issues, because the issues are not the same. Because even though I'm quote unquote fighting for my right to exist and be thought of as a viable human being, I still don't want to tell the truth, because I used to be a man. And so y'all making it hard for white men. And I support white men as a trans female. Caitlyn Jenner. Proving the point. Whether some people get the point. Your political leaning, and they trans and minority, quote unquote minority, linking together. No, it's always and always will be a case by case study. It's a case by case thing, because we have crazy and deranged thoughts, no matter who they're having sex with. And I think I talked about that. It's like, doesn't matter who you're having sex with, whether I'm a lesbian, butch lesbian, or I'm a homosexual or heterosexual man. What are my politics? Who I'm sleeping with is irrelevant. What are my politics? What are my policies? So you hear folks use catchphrases, and you hear and see folks talk about, yes, our struggles are the same. Nope, they're not. Because at the end of the day, you have people who will put you in a category. And whatever you're talking about, they're not in that category. And so, yeah, we want civil rights, but we want ours different from how y'all want y'all's. And we're going to get ours different from how y'all get y'all's.
60 seconds.
Always happens. It's always been an interesting phenomenon. Just because you're oppressed don't mean that your oppressions are the same and they're shared and the solutions will be the same. But that's the why. That's the why. On that note, I'm Mr. F N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. If you want to holler at us, continue the conversation, we're in the chat room at smoothdrama.com. Other than that, catch you on the flip side.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth
drama.